line shot, and it is caught, and the ball game is over, and the Los Angeles Dodgers have won the pennant. The Dodgers are headed to the World Series for the first time in 29 years.
I heard my mom cry. I heard her pray the night Chicago died.
All right, well, it's over. It's over. It's over. I'm going to say it five more times for it to sink in. It's over.
Please don't.
It's over. Apparently it's over. I guess it's over. It's over. How many days until spring training? Anybody? Paging anybody? Anybody till spring training? Going once, twice, three
times?
I'm
going to say it's 109 days till spring training.
109. I'll take 109. 11-1. The L.A. Dodgers punch their ticket to the World Series. Enrique Kike Hernandez, three home runs, running around the bases, taunting the Cubs, enjoying himself like he never has before. The most homers this guy's ever hit in a season was this year when he hit 11. He hit three tonight. In his third year in baseball, he hit three home runs. He hit three tonight. Jose Quintana did not have it. The Cubs offense didn't have it all series.
Yeah, Jose Quintana didn't have it. And I think you brought it up to me here before we came on the show, and we were talking about this after the clincher of Game 5 against the Nationals, that pitching Quintana even a little bit in that game. You got to save bullets this time of year. You know, I mean, this is the time of year where it really counts to conserve pitches if you possibly can.
The way they started the series, it certainly impacted the entire series. Yeah. Now, I think everybody, by the way, Andy Mazur, Harry Tynowitz, Patty Vasquez, Here's Julie Mark Carmen, you're all right, Patty, it's going to be okay. No one here is saying, I don't believe, that the Dodgers weren't the better baseball team.
No. The better team won.
They were, but we were not set up well to compete with them or to see what it looked like if everything was set up perfectly. It was nowhere close to that.
I would rather have our nucleus than their nucleus. Okay? I'd rather have our infield, our catcher. I think that, Almora is going to be better as he becomes the everyday center fielder. And, you got to feel pretty good about Kyle Hendricks, even though he didn't, have it. He gave up multiple home runs games for the first time in his career back-to-back. But the Dodgers did everything better than the Cubs. Yeah. They out hit the Cubs. They were much more intelligent than the Cubs. They had a game plan. They were first ball smacking a day on Quintana. They did not swing at bad pitches that Hendricks likes to get guys out with.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cubs were swinging at everything. They were so un-Cub-like.
The thing too, you got to understand, and it's unfair to kind of compare this year's team to last year's team because it was night and day. But the Dodgers subscribed to the Cubs theory of a year ago, and that's win your division by a lot, be able to conserve pitching, be able to, go to a 6 or 7 man rotation at times during the year because you wrapped up the division so early that you set yourself up for the playoffs. Cubs were basically playing playoff games all September. Again, you got to get in to try to have a chance. So no one's making excuses, but it's a lot different. It was a lot different entry into the playoffs this year than it was last year. And you're seeing now how important depth and also conservation of arms during a year can mean to a team in the playoffs.
Patty, how you doing over there?
I'm okay. As soon as Quintana walked the first batter, I was just like, he walked the first batter up. I was like, okay. I mean, how many walks did we? They walked 27 batters. How many? By that point, at that point, it was 27 during I'm sorry. So many walks.
I wasn't trying to stop you there.
Stop me, please.
Well, you're making it actually, I think, a very cogent point here because Chris Taylor, the Dodgers leadoff man, killed the Cubs the entire series. That guy went up, saw 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 pitches.
It was nine pitches.
Right.
Yeah.
And he was getting on. And then he was ripping doubles. He was getting on via the walk. He killed him. Mm-hmm. That lineup, those guys were fantastic working the count all series long.
The Cubs could really use leadoff man.
Yep.
And I want to compare the Cubs to the Dodgers. I don't want to sit here and compare them to last year's team. Obviously, last year they had a leadoff man.
Yep.
They did not have a leadoff man this year. Kyle Schwarber, You know,
that was a mistake from the beginning.
Right. And it lasted way, way, way too long. And when Ben Zobrist, you know, was a better leadoff man, and he's 35, that wasn't a good sign. John Jay was probably the best leadoff man you had all season.
And I'm not, listen, it's
Anthony Rizzo was your best leadoff man all year.
Yeah, technically, he was great. But I mean, if I'm Theo Jed, first thing I do is, you know, I mean, I want to obviously address the pitching, but first thing I do is I go find me a leadoff man.
Well, they could have paid Fowler. I'm not exactly sure what they could have negotiated and how much it would have cost. But you're talking about a guy, just for the record, who hits from both sides of the plate and has an on-base percentage, at least he did last year, of 400. That guy is hard to replace.
Very, very true. And you know you have to try to replace that guy with two. I mean, it's kind of the old Moneyball theory. You know, you have to. Mm-hmm. You don't have to replace him with one guy. You can replace him with a platoon situation. And again, I don't feel as though. And I think you brought up a great point, Harry, with the fact that Almora is going to be a good player, a better than good player once they give him some chances. And he didn't get very many chances because Joe wanted to use the veteran guys. And you know, you see what happens. I'm not saying he's blocking their progress. But we really don't know what we have in him.
Tom Thibodeau hated playing rookies. He refused to play. Jimmy Butler got off the bench like four or five times his rookie year. He had a big game in New York, and then really that was about it. But I don't know if Madden feels that way about rookies. Ian Happ came up the middle of May, had 24 homers, 68 RBI, and never got a start.
Yeah.
I think he had six at-bats. In the postseason, I don't get that. When you're struggling for offense and you've got a guy on your bench who had 24 taters, why doesn't he get an opportunity?
Yeah. And you know, again, we go into the situations where managers overthink things a little bit in the playoffs. And, yeah, every game is much more magnified than, say, game 59 of the year when you're on the road in Cincinnati on a random Thursday night in front of 2,000 people.
Good,
you know?
Game 59.
You know, game 59 as compared to game 3 of the NLCS is obviously a little different situation. And sometimes I feel like guys get caught up in having to try to be too perfect and too fine with setting a lineup for defense or setting a lineup for this or setting a lineup for your pitcher when – why don't you just put the best possible lineup you have on the field and just kind of stick with it?
We're also we're going to break down what's coming for the Cubs in the offseason and what next year looks like. But this is also we're going to have a fun hour of Cubs celebration. I'd like to play a little game.
2 hours.
Is that what we're doing?
You're doing 2 hours?
I thought we were doing 1 hour.
Oh,
baby.
We're doing 1 hour.
Yeah. So I think it's an hour. And I think we should play a game that's called At Least. It's called At Least. I made it up about 5 minutes ago. At Least.
Yes,
at
you
least.
Did.
Yes.
3-1-2-9-8.
It's already sweeping the nation.
Yes.
Hey, at least you thought of an idea for this show.
There you go. We're going to throw it around.
And at least it was a good one.
We're going to throw it around the horn right now, and then you guys can chime in. 312-981-7200. I will demo it, and then Gary, you'll be next, and then Andy, then Patty. And Michael, if you'd like to participate, that'd be lovely. At least they went to the National League Championship Series 3 years in a row. Harry.
At least Wade Davis proved what a mean SOB he is on the hill.
Yeah.
Yes.
At least they didn't get swept.
Yes. Yes.
At least there was baseball in October, and it was beautiful weather.
Bang. Michael.
At least the field looks amazing, and I love that park they put on the outside of it.
There you go. That works. Whatever. There it is. 312-981-7200. We're with you till midnight. Patty will have a regular show. I'm sure she'll talk some Cubs, too. The season's over. Kike Hernandez, I want to kill him. He hit 3 home runs tonight. He ran around Wrigley Field and taunted all of us.
What would you have done?
The same thing.
The same thing that Javi Baez does when he watches ball go off the video board.
Right, last night.
Contreras last night off the video board.
You had no problem with it last night.
Video board. Yes.
Last night you had no problem with Baez doing it or Contreras doing it.
I didn't really totally love Contreras standing there for an hour.
It was a good old fashioned butt kicking, and he enjoyed every minute.
He sure did.
And Baez, he didn't come jogging down the third base line.
No,
you know, he kind of strolled like Gary Cooper. You know, just slowly walking to the plate.
Putting on the Ritz.
I am admittedly salty. We'll do another round. I'm very salty, like a nice salty pretzel. I had one pretzel walking out of the park tonight. I had a pretzel. I had a hot dog. I had an ice cream, and then I left.
That's what I want to know from people. I want to know what they binge ate during the game.
Oh, you needed something.
I want to know what they're drowning their sorrows in now.
That too, binge eating and or drinking.
I recommend a good kale smoothie.
Ugh.
Get yourself cleanse yourself as you go into your off season.
She said binge, not purge.
Yeah.
Binge, Purge, all the same game. Hey, it's 3-1.
I did summer stock theater with Kale Smoothie in Utah.
Light hitting shortstop in the Dodgers organization, yes. I'm not mistaken.
Make Sundays your official night to tour the city. Watch Chicago's Best at 10 p.m. Then stick around for the latest shopping, entertainment, and events on See Chicago, 10:30 p.m. on WGN-TV. Another round of At Least. You're welcome to join. 312-981-7200. We'll hear a little bit from Joe Maddon, too, as he gives his thoughts on the Cubs season coming to an end. 11-1 to the Dodgers. They take the series 4-1. 720 WGN.
Chris Bryant turns on one. That's way back in left field. And this one is up off the scoreboard and out. Chris Bryant finally delivers the long ball. His first of this postseason.
His first of the postseason.
We really playing Feels So Good.
Chuck Mangione. From the 1980 Winter Olympics.
Great to be with you guys,
hey,
and gals.
Producer Michael Heideman knows how to set a mood, man.
But it doesn't feel so good. It feels so painful.
It hurts. It hurts so bad.
You know what was painful about that home run? They like to show game highlights during the game.
Mm-hmm.
They showed that highlight from every single angle. All
gotta milk it for all it's worth.
Game long. That's all they got.
Mm-hmm.
So it's over. Cubs lose in 5 games. Great year. Great stretch. And nothing but positive for the future. The window, as they say, is open and will be for a while. So we'll see what they do in the offseason. I am going to miss Jake Arrieta. It does not sound like he'll be back. The Cubs are not going to give him what other teams will, so he's going to go elsewhere. That guy was simply phenomenal. Cy Young, World Series champion.
No hitters.
Incredible competitor.
Pitched him into the playoffs.
Excellent yoga.
Phenomenal beard. But he really, you know, I was listening to Theo talk this in one of his conference calls or whatever it was, and he said that Arrieta being as good as he was set the table. Well, if he's this good, then we should probably go out and get John Lester and start adding on and actually building a team that could compete for a championship. Like, he really did change the culture, not only by his performance, but also in the clubhouse. That guy was a phenomenal asset for the Chicago Cubs. He's going to be missed.
He's such a bright player. Wonderful hitter, by the way. Before we forget that, he was a really good hitter.
Yeah, mm-hmm. hit a bomb against the Giants.
Right. My son loves video games. He doesn't really watch sports. But when I told him Jake Arrieta might have pitched his last game last night, he goes, "Dad, remember he had 2 no-hitters before he had a loss."
Mm-hmm.
He could be no-hit 2 different teams before he would get a loss. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what they do as far as that staff is concerned, because you have 3 guys back. You have Lester, Quintana, and Hendricks, and likely Lackey, you know, wherever he's going to go to get his haircut, and it's likely not going to be here. And Arrieta, again, likely not to be here. So if you kind of look at the blueprint for what Theo and Jed have done here, it's not developing the pitching, because the pitching in the minors is in the low A's. It's in single A, it's in double A, and it's not ready, or it's with the White Sox right now, because Dylan Cease was probably about the closest that they had to a major league ready pitcher. But there is money in the coffers. I mean, $10 a beer, you know, and whatever, you know, whatever's going on there.
$11.50.
What's not going on there?
I'm just saying, there's money in the coffer. I look at the list of free agents, and nobody really just jumps out other than the guys that the Cubs, you know, have right now. I mean, Arrieta's probably one of the top dogs as far as the pitching.
Johnny
concerned.
Cueto doesn't do anything for you.
Well, Cueto had an up and down year, and he got
Yu Darvish.
Yu Darvish was the other guy that would be something that I think they should investigate, just because of the fact that he is.
What about a Lance Lynn?
He's got, and that's another guy too. I mean, Lance Lynn would be nice to steal away from and listen to Cardinals fans cry and whine about something else as they accept their National League Central participant trophies for the second straight year. Those are interesting decisions that will have to be made, and I really think that they're going to buy some pitching. And I wouldn't be surprised if you see a quote-unquote surprising trade this offseason as well.
Yep.
I have a text from a friend of the show that asks, do you guys think there are any sacred don't ever trade under any circumstances players on this roster?
They're not getting rid of Rizzo. Well,
they're not going to get rid of Rizzo. They're not going to get rid of Bryant.
And I also think that Wilson Contreras is safe.
I think he'll be around. I think Baez is probably
untouchable.
Safe as well.
I think
Schwarber's the guy to me that makes the most sense to be
I agree.
Dealt to an American League team.
He's a DH.
Yeah.
And see if you can recoup some pitching. See if you might be able to recruit a leadoff type of hitter. Because the fact is, if you're talking about getting a leadoff hitter, more than likely that's going to be an outfielder. More than likely.
Your infield set. Who you got leadoff on that free agent list? Yeah, any leadoff man?
Let me see. I'll look through here. I'll have my comprehensive report for you coming up here after the 11:30 news.
I noticed you're pining for Jake Arrieta, but you will not miss John Lackey?
No, I will not miss John Lackey.
I won't either.
I'll tell you who I will miss, though, who I think is also going elsewhere, is Wade Davis. Wade Davis was phenomenal this year, and he's, what, 32 years old, I want to say, Wade Davis?
Then say it.
And I want to make sure I'm correct, Harry. Wade Davis, I should know that off the top of my head, but I just want to double-check myself here.
The only All-Star.
Is 32, I am correct. And he just turned 32 for that matter. He was September birthday, Wade Davis. I would be very tempted. What does it cost for Wade Davis for three more years? Is that 15 a year?
Well, he had 10. He made 10 this year.
So is it 15?
It's at least 12 and a half, 13.
Okay. I mean, I don't think that's.
I think he gets more.
I'm just saying it's at least that.
Yeah.
If not more.
Well, all right.
How about a name, Carlos Gomez? Is that doing anything for you?
Oh, Cargo.
I don't mind a Carlos Gomez, but
best
I mean,
baseball 30, nickname.
32 years old, free agent, center fielder, could be moved to a corner, and could be a pretty interesting leadoff type candidate. Just perusing the list for the first time here, I mean, just looking at, and this is not including, you know, what you might be able to get in a trade.
And just, you know, the way the year ended and Al Mora getting some at-bats at the top of the order, I wouldn't be surprised if they were a little bit more aggressive in putting him there next year. And I think...
And I don't mind that.
Yeah, neither do I. I was hoping they would do it this year. Mm-hmm. All right, quick timeout. I do want to get some Joe Maddon in here as he's got a bunch of thoughts on the end of the year and whether and how the pitching finished up and the shape that's in going into next year. And... we'll do another round, I promise, of at least, because just for me, I really enjoy it.
Take some calls and text or something.
Absolutely. 312-981-7200. At least, like, at least they didn't get swept was a good one. At least Ian Happ is 24 years old.
At least we didn't have to watch the Bulls game tonight.
There you go.
At least we get a break from Joe Maddon.
Ooh, harsh.
At least I got to watch another baseball game with my family. And I didn't swear. I know.
Okay, I'm done being negative now.
At one point, I said, "Holy fudge sticks on a horse," and that's how good I was at not swearing.
Holy fudge sticks on a horse.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what my brain came up with in the moment of not swearing. I didn't choose those words; they just happened all together.
Do you have like a sitcom that's coming out on the WB that we don't know about?
Right.
Quick timeout. It's our final Cubs True Blue postgame show. 1/2 hour to go in the 2017 season on 720 WGN.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we'd love to be the last team standing, but it wasn't our year this year. I mean, pretty impressive, though, to make 3 NLCS in a row. I mean, that's, you know, we're not going to hang our heads on that, but, you know, obviously, you want to be the last team standing.
Chris Bryant. Indeed, you do be the last team standing, but hey, perhaps they will be next year. Window wide open. We all know it. No reason to feel down, even though they're out. You feel down over there, Andy?
No. Let me ask you this question, because I was sitting up in the studio and I was watching the game, and it was kind of a melancholy. If you know, I really didn't have any feeling. I wasn't mad. I wasn't sad. And I wasn't, you know, anything in between. It was just kind of like, oh, okay, well.
You were meh.
We're going to be here. You just have this feeling that they're going to be there again. You just kind of have that feeling of, and maybe it's living off of the last World, you know, the World Series of last year, because, you know, you get to see one in your lifetime. You think you feel pretty good. But I wasn't really down up there.
They didn't leave anything on the table. They got beat by a better team. The fact they got by the Nationals, what I'm saying, was incredibly impressive in my mind. That was a very good baseball team. Yeah. I didn't like their chances. They got it done. It was impressive.
The Cubs are so easy to love. I mean, this is a group of guys that are not spoiled. There is no Sammy Sosa on the 2017 Cubs. And I refuse to compare this team to last year. I'll just say this team, this season, They were below 500 at the All-Star break.
Two games under.
And they came out at the All-Star break like a house on fire. They were monsters. And it was a pleasure to watch them. You know, Rizzo does things. You know, they got guys that have multiple skills. Like, I love Marian Hossa on the Hawks because he's an offensive star who comes back and plays defense. Not a lot of guys do that,
yeah.
Andy. You know,
two-way
that
player, yeah.
And the, Rizzo and Bryant are so great offensively, but they're also busting their butts on defense every chance they get. It's so easy to cheer for these Cubs. I had all the feelings you didn't have. I had them all double.
Okay.
I was depressed. I was angry. Oh. I was frustrated.
Wow. I think it was just the way that it escalated very quickly.
Yes, it did.
You know, it got out of hand very quickly. And I think that, you know, it can go that way in a clinching game. We saw it happen in the NLCS Game 6 last year when the Cubs won and shut them out.
It was hard to be emotionally invested because it got away, like you said, so quickly. Yeah. There weren't any bad calls. It was just like it was gone by the third inning.
Yeah, and I was listening to the Blackhawks game, so at that point I was comfortable. I was good.
Well, when Kike Hernandez did the grand slam and it was 7-0, I just, you know, started walking around the park and talking to people and just saying, you know, it's been a great run. We've had a great time, and I'll
it's
see
like the
you
last day of school.
I'll see you in April.
And up to that point, you were planning on naming your first kid Kike.
I was thinking about that. Hey, this is Joe Maddon, and he was talking about that World Series hangover.
My take on it this year was, coming off the last 2 years, and especially having won, you know, being the team that wins for the first time in 108 years, was very difficult for guys just to get jump started in April and May. I think that really is legitimate. I don't think it's a stretch. I don't think it's hyperbole in any way. It's true. It's just true.
Yeah, I agree with him. And I think the Cubs were, for the most part, at least all season long, kind of climbing uphill. Last year, I mean, they start the year 25-6, and that boulder was rolling straight down, and they were just smashing teams. This was a lot different. They had to fight their way pretty much the whole way to get in, down the stretch, fight their way through the first round. Yeah. So it was a different feel.
Some funny notes, I guess, coming out of the clubhouse here tonight. Our friend Megan Mauke over at Channel 2.
Mm-hmm. New chair girl.
Says the
great tennis player.
The best quote, and I'm taking this right from her Twitter feed. David Ross near his old locker getting something. John Lackey walking up to him and saying, "Rossi, that isn't your locker anymore."
That's awesome. That's awesome. Hey, a little more Joe Maddon here. I'd like to hear what he's talking about as far as the better team won the series.
The better team won over the course of these five games. They played really well. They kind of outpitched us and everything else. So give them credit, Dave Roberts and their entire staff. I just want to say congratulations. You know what it feels like coming off of last year. We were celebrating versus them in this exact same spot. So, you know, they've had themselves a spectacular year, and I want to wish them all well in the World Series.
That's very nice of you, Joe.
You know, there's another at least for you. At least Dave Martinez won't get a managerial job, and he'll be back as a Cubs bench coach.
You think so?
I think it's hard. Last year was the year he would get it, you know, coming off the World Series where he and Maddon looked like geniuses.
At some point, that guy's going to manage a club, I would think.
He has to. I mean, he's a very bright guy, very enthusiastic. Players love him.
Isn't it always interesting, though, that people like me and you and others would say, yeah, Dave Martinez has got to be a manager. So we have no idea if the guy's a good manager. But everyone said it, and we just buy in. He stands there. He goes to the replay better than anyone I know. That guy's got to be a manager.
Andy knows all three surviving managers.
Yeah,
right,
it's
now
interesting. I've worked with all three.
I know the play-by-play boy said Houston Robert Ford.
We know their engineer as well, Matt Boltz.
And Matt Boltz is their engineer. You want to pick somebody to root for, yeah, go for the Astros, go for Boltzy. Hey, one more from Maddon here.
For Boltzy.
Why not? How about the pitching? Was the pitching overtaxed this year, Joe?
The big thing is to make sure our guys get rested. Nobody was overtaxed this year in regards to starting pitchers throwing too many innings, etc. Quintana is a great addition. Of course, the bullpens are always in a state of flux on an annual basis, but Wade really gave us definition this year, too. You know, it's just one of those things you address. Our guys are so good at addressing needs in the offseason, so I really believe that'll be fulfilled.
That sounds to me like signing Wade is a possibility. I don't think he'd even say that if they were walking him out the door.
He could say anything. You know, talk is cheap. It's the end of the series. What are you going to remember? You know, you're going to remember that he said, no, he said that about Wade Davis. The night they got eliminated. It means nothing.
Rewind the tape to last year. I don't think he said the same thing about Aroldis. I'm telling you, Wade's coming back, Harry. Mark it down.
Let's look at it this way. If you're Jed and you're Theo and you're sitting in the stands and you're sitting and watching CJ come out of the bullpen, you're watching Rondon come out of the bullpen. You're watching Strope come out. You got to have somebody that you can count on. And not to say that those guys can't turn the corner and that C.J. Edwards couldn't someday turn out to be an all-star closer. I mean, I don't want to begrudge him that. He's still young, and he's a 48th round pick, for goodness sakes.
Don't throw anything at me. Justin Wilson is going to be a key member of this bullpen next year.
You're absolutely right. I mean, something was just lost in translation.
Right.
There's a different language in Detroit than there is in Chicago. I don't know. He's got all the talent and all the stuff in the world, but just couldn't put it together.
He was so good with the Tigers. He was so good. I can't believe that Justin Wilson we saw is the real guy.
Yeah.
Justin Wilson will be a big part of that bullpen next season.
I love the optimism. 312-981-7200. We got about 15 minutes to go here, so if you'd like to say anything to the Cubs, a little congratulations, a little whatever's on your heart tonight as the season comes to an end. Let's get deep, Petty. Let's get emotional. Let's have a moment.
From your soul. Tell us from your soul. Do you have a quick question from another friend of the show? Do you think, and I think I already know the answer, do you think there's any chance they move Madden along, bring in another manager that can get more out of the guys?
No.
Nope.
No.
Oh,
okay.
No. Oh,
that's
no.
an answer.
He's locked up for two more years.
All right.
No, he ain't going anywhere. And he should. He's been fantastic, even though he's not perfect like none of us are, except for you, Harry. You, I think, are actually perfect.
Yeah. In what way?
In every single damn way. Right, Andy?
Yeah. I mean, you know, here's the thing, too. I mean, we've criticized the guy, and I more of me is sarcasm, just kind of my way of dealing with the disappointment of some of the moves that you make. But being around the game, as long as I've been around the game, these jobs are not easy. And 9 times out of 10, the guys are making a move with a lot of information behind it. And a lot of preconceived thought about it. And it doesn't work all the time. Baseball is a game built on failure.
Joe Madden freaks out in the playoffs. That's part of
his deal. He does freak out in the playoffs.
That's part of his deal, but I'll take Joe Madden
again.
Until tonight, and we talked about this last night on True Blue in the middle of Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez. Joe Madden, 5 straight wins facing elimination games. Dusty Baker, 10 straight losses.
Yeah. Don't go at Dusty right now.
I'm just comparing. I'm not going at him. I'm great. Don't
go at him.
Paul
go.
Sullivan. Me, I
go
love Paul Sullivan.
Go at Carm.
He took it personally that I said something negative about Lou Piniella. I'm not knocking.
Sully took it personal that you said not something negative.
Yeah,
about
Lou Piniella. Yeah, let go. Oh. Let your Dusty angst.
I can just see Sully doing that to you too, waving the arm at you.
You look at the Sully moment.
He was on the radio, but I could feel him moving his arm. That's what I'm going to miss. Like all the great Cubs coverage we get in this city.
Yeah. Well, at least they don't actually ever take the off season off, Harry.
True.
They just keep writing and writing and writing.
Sports are a full-time thing. Oh, today, by the way, the 17th day in the history of man that all 4 major sports had a game on the same day.
Had the Cubs won, it would have happened again on Sunday, according to our friend Kenneth Jacobowski.
Look at that.
I'm just saying, had
we
won.
We just brought it full circle right here on True Blue. One more segment to go.
I'll give you a
circle of trust right here,
720
WGN. In the nest, the tree of trust.
720 WGN.
It's always tough. You start a journey with all these guys, and, you know, at the end of the day, you know, these last couple days, you don't take anything for granted at all. The stretch, the cage work. Because, you know, yesterday could have been our last day. Today's obviously our last day. So you got to enjoy these moments because you don't know how long they last, like I keep saying. But you make a lot of friendships along the way. And, you know, this next week is tough because you kind of just start scratching your head.
That was Anthony Rizzo. This song requested by Harry Tynowitz.
It was a favorite when I was a kid. Yeah. But
he was a cop on the east side of Chicago.
Yeah. He was working in Lake Michigan.
He patrolled Lake Michigan. Yes, he did.
We just celebrate things when the season's over. Win, lose, or draw. This one's somewhere in the middle. Great run to the NLCS. Didn't get the ultimate World Series title, but they'll get it next year. Don't worry about it. No biggie.
They
come right back.
They've come such a long way. It's really remarkable. Theo Epstein is King Arthur. He pulled the sword from the stone.
We're in the middle of a Braves-style run with more World Series. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the difference is we have actually fans.
That's a good point. We actually enjoy going to the games and supporting the team and
and we don't chop.
And remember,
getting a little spoiled, I will say that.
That's all right.
Remember, True Blue ends tonight, but True Red starts next week.
Very good point. Very good point.
There you go.
Kevin Powell's been covering this baseball team all season long. He's wrapping it up at Wrigley Field. Have you left the friendly confines there yet, KP?
No, I'm in the upper deck down the third base line, second to top row, just chilling for a few minutes, wrapping up some things, waiting to talk to you guys.
Yeah, see, it's always tough to leave the park. You can put it on that you're waiting to talk to us, but you
that
don't.
That is. In like a month or two when we're freezing and there's snow on the ground, we're all just going to be missing baseball. Whether you're, you know, Cubs or Sox fan, you're going to be missing baseball soon. So just soaking in a little bit as the L.A. Dodgers friends and family members of the players are celebrating on Wrigley Field still right now. Sorry to put that image in your guys' heads, but that's what's happening right now.
It's gross. I left in the bottom of the eighth. Couldn't take it.
Hey, KP, what did you see? What did you see tonight in the clubhouse that none of us had a chance to see?
They look drained, guys. They look so exhausted. And maybe you guys did see that, but look, I think they all just were, like how you guys said, indifferent. Like, they gave everything they had. That NLDS was a lot for them. It's been a lot of baseball over the past few years. Chris Bryant was dead honest with us. He's like, look, I'm done. He's like, I'm drained right now. Everything after the championship last year took a lot out of him. He's like, I can barely talk right now. He looked like he could have just curled up on the ground and went to bed in the middle of the clubhouse. So they're drained, guys. I mean, it's simple as that. Nobody wants to hear that because they're professional athletes, and how in the hell could they possibly tire because they're getting paid millions of dollars? But they're human. And the run that the Cubs have had the past few years, their schedules have been crazy. If you're watching the games, you're exhausted, let alone if you're playing in them. So I think that's understandable. Look, like you said, Carp, three straight NLCSs. And does anyone doubt that they can be right back here next year?
Nope, not at all. And what was any other highlights from inside the clubhouse, Kevin? We're up against the old clock here. What else can you tell us?
Yeah, no, I would say this. I'm not even saying it's a lock. Lackey's retiring. I'll just say that just from a few little murmurings because some of the guys were like, yeah, who knows if he'll be back. I don't even know. Unless you guys have seen something on Twitter, Lackey didn't talk to us. I don't even know. It's a sure thing. He's retiring. I don't know if he'll be back with the Cubs, but maybe Lackey goes for one more go around. Who knows?
There'll be teams that will give John Lackey a job if he wants to continue to pitch. He didn't.
He had no question.
He had an ERA in the fours, and somebody will pay John Lackey some money to stay. All right. Well, KP, great job. Great job all season long. I know you'll be contributing, obviously, a ton tomorrow on Rose Show, so we'll hear more. But thanks for jumping on.
All right, guys. Thanks. Talk to you soon.
See ya. You're awesome, KP. Thanks.
Kevin Powell out at Wrigley Field. We will.
Does he go by K? He doesn't go by K Powell?
You can call him K Powell.
Kapow?
Kapow. Ooh, Kapow. Mm.
Can I hear John Lester real quick before we go to take our last break? I just want to hear John Lester. I like hearing John Lester. It says here we got beat by a better team. I just like to hear the powerful, focused, professional words of a John Lester.
I would think you'd prefer a Ronnie Lester.
I do love Ronnie Lester. Let me hear John Lester. Can we get John Lester? Okay, maybe in a second we'll get John.
I'd like to hear Lester Munson.
Here we go. John Lester wrapping
up. We got beat by a better team. We beat them last year, and they beat us this year. So you got to tip your hat sometimes, and you move on. We'll be ready to go in spring training. It's a long ways away. It'll be nice to have a break.
That's all I needed right there. Seriously, we'll be ready to go in spring training. I'm good.
All right.
That guy changed the culture as much as anyone else, Johnny Lester did.
He did.
Yeah, I mean, there's a toughness, there's an attitude. And usually, I have found in my experience that pitchers aren't usually the ones that are the leaders in a clubhouse because they only throw the ball once every 5 days. And it's usually a position player that's got to take the reins there. And, Anthony Rizzo is young in that role, and I think he's developing into quite a leader. But this is one of those rare occasions, I think, where a pitcher came in and really did, as you guys pointed out, set a tone and really set that culture.
Love that guy. Love that guy. World Series champion. We'll take our final timeout right now, and you can say something after that, Harry, and everybody else can before we go. 720 WGN. Been great to be with you guys, gals.
At least I got to work with you guys.
I think you might drop on that one.
Texters, callers, people who hate me on Twitter, all of you. It's been a true pleasure.
Don't feed the pigeons.
At the Carm on Twitter.
At the Carm on Twitter. Follow me. Let's discuss Cubs moves all off season long. @Andy_Mazur1.
Correct.
@HeyTweetHarry. at Patty Vasquez Shy.
Oh, look at that.
Come
Thank
on. You. Let's live this dream.
We're with you every Saturday on The Beat from 4 to 7.
4 to 7. Hamp OB and Kaz 3 to 6. Sidewalk show during the week. Different corners of the city.
I got a text from a friend who said that the Cubs just today announced that they were donating $25,000 in matching funds for a fundraiser for a school. So look at that. They're doing good things.
Mm-hmm. That's very nice. That's very nice. Congratulations to the Cubs as we wrap up here on another run to the NLCS. Hopefully even greater things next year. Harry, you had one thing to get off your chest before we go?
The Dodgers didn't get anything from either one of them, but the three highest paid players in baseball this year, not pitchers, Carl Crawford,
mm-hmm.
Adrian Gonzalez,
mm-hmm.
and Jason Hayward.
Be lovely if the Cubs could extricate themselves from Jason Hayward in the offseason.
After next year.
At least Jason Hayward won't leave any more men on base.
That's a good one. That's a good one. At least I won't have to hear how great his defense is.
Meow. Wow.
At least Esmeralda won't have to put up with us anymore after the games. Hi, Ez. How's it going?
Oh, it's going all right.
She's ready. She's like, come on. You
enough with the
sports man. They have her sequestered, don't they?
I know. It's I believe it's called the traffic hut on your T-shirt.
I think it's best for everyone.
Back in the day, you should get my pictures developed there at the traffic hut.
It's true. It's about that size.
Patty, have a great show.
Thank you so much, you guys. That was True Blue Post Cubs games coverage with Harry Tynowitz and Annie Mazur and Mark Carmen. It was really fun. We'll do this again next year.
Yes, we will.
All right, then.